Welcome, Abundant Babe. I have been waiting for you, and I get the feeling I know you pretty well already. Because like me, you are the visionary, the eternal optimist, the one who embraces all aspects of her intuitive divine feminine while being grounded with ambitious and driven energy. You've got big dreams and you're ready to make it all happen. Well, let me tell you, soul sister, you've come to the right place. The Abundant Babe podcast is designed for goddesses just like you. We will talk about purposeful business, personal growth, mindset, money, manifestation, success, goals, all with a splash of woo and always a tad of silliness. I know you've got it in you, and now is the time, beautiful. Trust in yourself and take action on what myself and other Abundant Babes share in this sacred space, and believe me, babe, your life will continue to change and expand. I'm your host, Viola Hug, multi-passionate entrepreneur, vision alignment coach, and holistic nutritionist. It is so great to have you here. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to the Abundant Babes podcast. This is your host, Viola Hug from Wellington, New Zealand. And today we are joined with a beautiful soul from South Africa. Well, she's actually a Kiwi / South African, based over in South Africa, which is really cool because the podcast seems to be reaching a whole bunch of different continents now. And this beautiful woman's name is Jackie Siv, and she is a mindset and manifestation coach. And today we're going to be talking all about the law of attraction. So it's going to be super fun and exciting because I know you girls love this kind of conversation. So welcome to the podcast, Jackie.
Amazing. I'm so excited, you guys, to be here. So thanks so much, Viola, for having me. And hello, everybody in Viola's tribe. I'm so excited to meet you guys. And this is so cool about technology, right? We're literally sitting on two different sides of the world, and there's these little waves that are beaming to you and beaming to me. And this whole thing is created. It's amazing. I'm like always blown away by this sort of stuff.
I know, it's magnificent. So yeah, it's really, really cool to be, especially talking about this topic as well, because obviously, I mean, we've talked about the underlying aspects of the law of attraction heaps. It's going to be really exciting because we're having this great conversation about the law of attraction, which you guys know is like totally my jam and totally Jackie's jam. But to start off, yeah. I want you guys to get to know Jackie. So Jackie, can you please tell us like a little bit about your story, like as much as you're inclined to share or feel like sharing, like your teenage years, like how you got into what you do, like that whole thing?
Totally, absolutely. It's one of my favorite stories. So, oh gosh, where to start, guys? So let's see, I was born many thousands of years ago in a land before time. No, I'm kidding. So basically, guys, I have accidentally, right, or subconsciously, or whatever you want to call it, been practicing the law of attraction and manifestation since I was a child, right? So obviously you guys hang out with Viola, you guys know probably quite a lot about the law of attraction. So let me give it to you this way. Basically, when I was younger, right, and I'm talking super young, like I even remember being like 4 or 5 years old and this happening to me, I would get myself so worked up into these states of excitement about things that were happening in my head, right? And I would always be thinking like, this is real, this is real. And I literally could not tell the difference between what was the life I'd created in my head and the one that I was living like externally as like a young child, guys. And I would walk around with the most positive attitude ever and just be in love with life and just freaking so excited to be living on this earth because of this whole thing I had going on in my head. And I just was always living in the state of like, I guess bliss is a really good way to say it, right? Now, sometimes when you're a little bit different and you know you're not quite the norm, you tend to attract people that probably maybe don't quite jive with that. Okay, so a lot of my childhood involved a lot of bullying, right? Which funnily enough, I think a lot of coaches can relate to, right? And actually, a lot of people, no matter what industry you're in, it's actually quite a big challenge that our society faces. So from the ages of about 12 to probably 18, I was bullied quite heavily. I mean, I had people coming up to my family home and literally in the middle of the night, like drawing really like rude remarks about like Harry Potter. I mean, guys, okay, in saying that I was a total Harry Potter freak as well, just because I mean magic, come on, amazing.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, people literally in the middle of the night coming to my family home, writing, you know, teasing me about loving Harry Potter. We had people throw like avocados through our door. It was like, It was not hey, fun. And which is funny because I love avocados now.
Yeah.
I know. Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, guys, this for me created a conflict within me, because on the one hand, I was this person who my entire life had believed in this like positive mindset and like, you know, thinking that my life is friggin' amazing. Right. Because I had learned from a very young age to tap into this space of bliss, right? And this space of total like faith and surrender and abundance and just love of life. And then on the other hand, my external reality, I had these people that were like really trying to bring me down. Now, for a lot of people, you can go either way for this, right? You can either totally let yourself be absolutely torn to pieces, right? And also, actually, no, I'll touch on that in a minute. This is what happens when I get excited. I just like word vomit. It's so much fun. So I like almost need to take notes in my brain. But
I feel you.
You know, so yeah. So you can either totally allow yourself to be torn down by these things, right? And actually start becoming the person that these people are telling you you're becoming, you know, from all of the teasing and the, you know, New Zealand has a real tall poppy syndrome, right? As I'm sure you've probably experienced. Or you can do something else, right? And this is how I handled it. So a big part of my personality now is absolute optimism and absolute positivity and absolute just belief in the best of people, right? And that was formed purely by my bullying, because I looked at the situation and I thought, hang on, these people are doing all these things to me. They're saying all these things. Yeah, there's a part of me that's like really hurt here and really, you know, sad and kind of wanting to just give up on life, right? But there's this other part of me that knows something more. There's this other part of me that trusts in something more. There's this other part of me that feels like this is all part of everybody's involved like life experience, right? And so I started looking at it from a different point of view of, hang on, these people that are bullying me and taking their pain out on me are actually in a lot of pain themselves, right? And they're just looking for an outlet for that. And suddenly that removed my emotion in it, if that made sense. And,
wow.
and it just kind of, yeah, it kind of just, I almost feel like it was like an out of body experience, like looking down and being like, hang on, it's not actually me, right? It's not actually me. So that was a very cool realization. But anyway, back to the law of attraction side of things. So when I was about, I think maybe 13, maybe 12 or 13, did you like the Pirates of the Caribbean? Were you either
Orlando
like,
Bloom.
Yeah, an Orlando, oh my God, yes, thank you. Okay, yeah. So this is one of my favorite manifesting stories.
And I've heard this one, I love it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's my best ever. Like I don't know, it's crazy, right? But this is what we talk about and what we'll touch on in a little bit about like the different layers of manifesting is I just literally, okay guys, at this stage, I was in love with Orlando Bloom. Like literally thought we were going to get married and have 45 kids and live happily ever after. Okay. So Harry Potter was on the back burner a little bit.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I'd really spent a lot of time visualizing or imagining, you know, I was young, like 12 or 13, imagining what it would be like to meet this guy and what it would be like to be in his presence. Right. And as we'll discuss in a little while about the emotional side of the law of attraction, I felt what it would be like to have this experience, right? Almost on a daily basis. And one day I woke up and we were going to go pick up my cousin from the airport. She was flying down from Auckland. And I woke up and I just had this feeling, right, that I should take a plain white t-shirt and like a marker with me to the airport. So I was like, okay, that's weird. Whatever, I'll take it. And I don't even think Orlando Bloom even entered my head. I just had a nudge and I followed it. And we're just walking around the airport and I was looking down at my feet and I bump into this person and I move to like the left or the right and I bump into this person again and I look up at them and I'm like about to go crazy, right? You know, hormonal, I'm becoming a teenager. Like, how dare this person bump into the drama queen over here? And I look up and it's Orlando Bloom. And I was like, oh my God. And I literally started hyperventilating. I'm serious, hyperventilating. And I ran away and I hid behind a poster, ironically, of the Lord of the Rings. So my dad actually had to go up and get a signature for me. That to me just proves how powerful this way of living is, right? Mm. How powerful this process is, how powerful this can actually be. And I just wish that that everybody had access to this knowledge, right? And everybody trusted in it enough and trusted in themselves enough to just give it a try, you know? Does that make sense?
Oh my God, yeah. And I love what you're sharing about that as well, because it's like, it's really cool to hear like your experience with it in terms of like, you've really always had that kind of internal like trust of that intuitive feeling coming through. Because I mean, you can probably relate with this, but a lot of people that I work with, and even in my own path to like enlightenment, but you know, this whole understanding this space, it's like, it feels like so many times that's the hardest part, is like cultivating that trust. And like when we feel an intuitive nudge, like, why would I bring a permanent marker to the airport? You know what I mean? But it's
right,
like,
exactly.
Just being like, okay, cool, I'm going to bring it. And miracles freaking start to happen when you can tune into that energy. So it's like really cool to hear how you kind of had that even as a child already, and you were able to maintain that, because I think most of us have it as kids, you know,
but yeah,
lose it. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's the thing, you know, I think all of the challenges that are put in our way as we grow older, you know, every day as we go through life, are put there as an assignment, right? To help us, right? It's not things don't happen to us to like make us feel really crap and want to like, you know, totally just give up on life and whatever, you know, things happen so that we have the opportunity to grow, and things happen so that we have the opportunity to start evolving, right? Mm-hmm. And to start like opening our minds and our hearts and our soul to a different level of living, you know? Ooh, shit got real deep there.
I love it. That's what we're all about, right?
Amazing. Oh, yeah. So cool. Yeah.
Obviously, like you shared with me before we started recording as well, that was kind of all your childhood was happening a lot between South Africa and New Zealand. And you're currently based in South Africa. And so tell me, like, how did you get into the space of coaching? Like, what was that journey like? Because I mean, I don't think, I feel like coaching is kind of like one of those things you fall into. Like, you know, kids don't really grow up thinking, I want to coach, right?
Exactly. Well, it's funny you say that. You know, I've always known that I want to help people, right? As I think a lot of people in this industry do. You know, you always kind of, there's just a part of, you don't know how you're going to do it, right? But you know that you want to help people. And the greatest joy that I get is helping people. That's a huge part of why I'm on this earth. But funnily enough, I've always been called to changing the world with my words. Right. And I was growing up knowing, just like this Orlando Bloom thing, and knowing like I'm, you know, I'm gonna go have divine sweet potato bread and almond butter on toast after our podcast call for breakfast. I know that, right? And the same feeling I get about that is the same feeling I get about writing. And I know that someday I'm gonna be this like amazing, incredible worldwide author. Mm-hmm. Right. And so for me, it's always been this like this amazing way that I can combine helping people through obviously one-on-one sessions, like, you know, like we all do, and through the written word and everything. But in terms of the actual journey to becoming a coach, it's quite funny because when I was a lot younger, probably around the ages of, I don't know, probably 21, 22, I could have definitely used the help of a coach myself. Viola, I was a completely different person. I was somebody who was very scared to be abandoned in her life. I had a huge fear about being vulnerable with people. My dad and my mom got separated when I was about, I think, 13. And he actually moved to another country and married another woman there. And at that age, that instilled like a super deep fear. Obviously, I wasn't conscious of this. You know, this is in hindsight, as good things always are, of a fear of abandonment, right? And a fear of being left, and a fear of being myself, and a fear of just letting people in the fear that they would leave me eventually, right? And so this started manifesting in very aggressive ways. I had a partner at the time, bless him, he was a wonderful guy. I just, you know, I just was not at a place where I could ever love someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started becoming this really aggressive person, and I started becoming this person who was incredibly controlling and demanding and just really not a progressive member of society, you know, and I had all of these fire, all of these ideas within me, and all of these parts of me that wanted to grow and wanted to evolve and wanted to be this person, right? But I just was so scared. I was so scared. So I was at a point in my life where I could have really done with a coach myself. And so I started looking at options. And at that point, I mean, I was a student. I had six jobs, full-time university. I just moved back to South Africa. I, you know, was in this new relationship, and there was just no way that I could afford what, you know, what at that point was a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was like, okay, that's not going to work. Right. And I didn't really enjoy going to like traditional counseling or anything like that. It just didn't work for me personally, because I don't like to stay in the in the past and in the trauma. You know, I like to focus on the results and how do we get out of that, right? Mm-hmm. So I started doing my own personal development and I started reading every single personal development book that I could get my hands on, right? Like, I think mm-hmm. I was at a point where I was reading like 3, 4, 5 books a month, right? And like mm-hmm. really studying them and really taking them in and practicing and everything until eventually I saved up enough money to do my own coaching qualifications, which mm-hmm. I think was probably when I was about 23 or 24 maybe. Mm-hmm. So I did the life coaching qualification and I did NLP, which is friggin' amazing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then funnily enough, I launched my coaching business at the ripe old age of 24. And I was still living in such a space of scarcity that I only probably tried 5%, right? To like actually do it. Because as you know, I'm sure, you know, when we don't try enough, it's almost like a safety belt for us. Because if we fail, it's like, oh, well, I wasn't giving it my all. So what do you think happened? It totally failed. It totally flopped. And I get that. And I totally own that, you know, and I don't regret it because it taught me so much. Yeah. Right. And then over the last 2 years or so, I've gone through my own massive personal development, like another level of it, you know, of mm-hmm. opening up, of becoming vulnerable, of shedding the layers that have been like, you know, just clouding me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I was finally in a place where I felt, you know what, screw it. Like, I'm done living for other people. I'm done hiding who I am. I'm done living life in an unsatisfactory way, right? Especially one that I know is so much less than what I truly am capable of, which I'm sure that you and so many people can relate to. So it literally, my partner has a really good way of putting it where he says that, you know, when the nail hurts enough, you'll get off. Yeah. And that's what happened. So yeah, then I came out as a coach and it's been an incredible journey ever since. And it's funny when you start again, trusting those nudges and again, just making the decision to actually become who you are and to screw everything else. It's amazing what can happen, right? It's like the universe is so continuously on your side.
Yeah, totally agree with that. And I'm just like also cracking up, like, I don't know how into astrology you are, but like totally that Saturn return energy for you with that previous personal growth.
I love that.
Yeah.
What star sign are you?
I'm a Libra.
Okay, cool. Amazing. Yep.
And I'm a Cancer moon and a Libra rising.
Okay, I'm going to nod like I pretend like I know what that means. So like translate that for me. Like, what does that mean about who you are as a person? So, that's so interesting to me.
I know. It's so interesting. And we need to do a whole podcast on this topic because it's just so cool. Yeah, but like the sun sign, which is like the star sign most people know. Which one are you, Taurus?
Taurus, baby. Yeah, I'm all about the food Taurus. And the stubbornness.
And luxury and like goodness.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the core personality sign, right? And it's the sign that most people know. And there's actually like so many aspects to astrology, but the big three, kind of like the main things people know about it as like to give you a basic look into it, is also our moon sign mm-hmm. and our rising sign, which also take into consideration the location and the time we are born. Not just the day. And so the mm-hmm. those then translate to our moon sign being more about like how we deal with our deep emotion and our fears. And so I'm just generally like really like care a lot about relationship. I'm very gooey inside and that goodness.
I love that. I'm definitely going to need to learn more about that. I'm always into that kind of stuff. Wow. Thanks for that little crash course.
You're welcome. So... So let's talk about this because I love this, what you teach, because I feel like the law of attraction is kind of like an overused for a good reason. But like,
for sure.
Kind of like the spiritual manifestation type world. And a lot of people I hear as well, kind of like talking shit about it because they don't really truly understand it, because kind of in the way the law of attraction in my world anyway, and I feel for a lot of people, was introduced is through like the movie, The Secret. Where it was really just like a snippet. It was like, how much can we tell people in like this short amount of time that will put people on the right track, right? So they gave us like the basics, but it turned into this like evolution of people thinking if they just sit on their couch thinking positive thoughts that they're gonna like bank millions and, you know, change the world. Really, like, then, you know, there's some teachers who are teaching, oh yeah, but you know, you actually got to take inspired action, like all these beautiful things. But one of the things that I'm always like so intrigued about what you teach is that there's actually so many layers to manifestation and utilizing the law of attraction. And I would love to go deeper into that. So can you share like, what are the layers, or how many are there, or what do we need to know about the layers?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, baby. Okay, cool. So this is something that gets me super fired up. So if at any point I start talking too fast, just give me a little heads up. Okay. Because when I get epic passionate, I just like go crazy. So, okay. First of all, I guess the most, let's start at the umbrella of it all, right?
Okay.
So the law of attraction, and this always surprises people, the law of attraction is one of 12 universal laws. Mm. And it's actually, I think, the seventh law. Right. So before that, there are so many other laws. And after that, there are so many other laws that have as much effect and as much impact on your life and your daily experience and the way that you experience life as a human, that kind of just get swept under the rug or maybe not even spoken about at all. You know, for example, the third law is the law of action, right? Which we'll touch on in a moment when I chat about the layers. But oh my gosh, my brain is literally going crazy right now. There's so many things I want to say. So if we start with the universal laws, that's like the top layer, right? If you imagine like an umbrella, okay, that is the top layer. And we probably actually should, like, maybe if you're keen, do like a whole spiel in another podcast about literally the 12 universal laws, because I feel like once people have an understanding, especially, you know, I'm sure you work with law of attraction a ton as well. You also probably get this question of like, well, why are bad things happening? Why do bad things happen? I don't want bad things to happen. I'm definitely not trying to manifest, you know, bad things happening. So what's going on? There's this amazing law called the law of polarity, right? Mm. And the law of polarity states that in order to, I'm getting goosebumps. In order to experience one thing and in order to know what we want, we have to experience what we don't want, right? You have to have the light with the dark. You have to have the hungry with the full. You know, because if you don't know to the core of your body, to the core of your depth and your soul, what it is like to have an experience, there's no way that you're going to be able to tap into the energy of having the opposite of that. So if you imagine like a continuum, right? Like, for example, people think love and hate are two totally different things. The law of polarity states that love and hate are the same thing, but just on opposite poles. And if you're in one experience, or let's even take money, right? I mean, this is a hot topic for everybody. Yeah. Being broke and being freaking abundantly, filthily, beautifully rich is on the same continuum. They're not too different. They're literally just two poles of the same line. Right. And if you are experiencing one, if you're experiencing this pole, or maybe you're a little bit to the side or a little bit to the side, whatever experience you're in, the fact that you are experiencing that means that it is possible to experience the opposite of that. Right. And that to me is just the most coolest thing in the world. So that's a very quick crash course on one of the laws. Yeah. So if we were to just kind of isolate the law of attraction, right? And this is one of the first things that I teach my clients who come to learn about the law of attraction and manifestation, is there's actually three levels. Well, three and a half, let's call it. And a lot of what I learned about this is from Abraham Hicks, who I'm sure that you know very well as well.
Yep.
And it's so funny because you often get people saying, okay, but I'm thinking really positive thoughts and nothing's happening, right? And I often say that thinking the positive thoughts is the first step in the law of attraction, right? Because that's like the iceberg, right? Let's go all Titanic on this. So if thinking positive thoughts, that's like literally the tip of the iceberg. And there's so much more underneath that, which we're going to explore. So the first part of the law of attraction is obviously that like attracts like. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I often say to people, like, it's not that we attract the things that we like, it's that we attract things that are like itself, right?
Yep.
So if we are focusing on negative things in our mind, right? And I'm gonna kind of go all over the place with this and I'll circle back to this, but let me put it this way. So if you are thinking, okay, say you would love to earn an extra $10,000, $100,000 this year or month or day or whatever. If your mind is going, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Like, oh, I would love to get an extra $1,000. That would be so great. That's the positive thought going. Okay. So that's cool. That's all right. But if your emotion is sitting there and your emotion's like, yeah, bro, that's like really great that you're thinking about all this stuff, but hey, how are you going to do that? First of all, why do you even think you're good enough to do that? Secondly, like, how the hell is this going to happen for you, right? Like, you have a fixed salary. There ain't no way you're getting more income. Like, who the F do you think you are that you can just attract this into your life, right? So you suddenly get these like super conflicting things going on. And this is the most important thing before we dive into the other layers that I would love to get across to people, is that your attraction point in the law of attraction, the like attracts like, okay? It is not your thoughts. It is your emotion, because our emotions are like the little beacons of energy, right? Exactly. Our emotions are the frequency that we tap into. So if our minds are going, yay, positive thoughts, but our emotions are running programs that have been triggered by our limiting beliefs, our subconscious limiting beliefs, we ain't going to go nowhere, right? And we're just going to keep attracting more of the likeness, more of the same things that resonate with that emotion. So if you're thinking, okay, like, I want to earn an extra $1,000, but your emotions are going no, all you're going to attract is that which is like the emotion, which is the anxiety, the scarcity, the doubt, the fear, right?
And so then on top of that as well, like if I can just add, I feel like as well, one of the big things that I came to learn as well, and I see so often, is that space, and I'm sure you'll talk about it more in a minute, it's like to come, about that, like, you know, that sureness and that trust and everything. But it's like when we're in this, like, oh, I really want this, what you're actually cultivating is the feeling of wanting things, not the feeling of having them.
Exactly. And that's again, you know, we should do like a 10 most common law of attraction mistakes or something, but that's another misunderstanding that happens, right? Because it's like, oh, but I want it. And you're exactly right. I mean, let's do this right now. Everybody who's listening, I want you guys to take a second to, first of all, think about the word want. Okay. So think about whatever it is that you would love to have in your life. Okay. Say it's a car, a soulmate, a new puppy, whatever. I'll have one of those things. and think about having that right now. I want you guys to first say to yourselves, I want a new puppy. I really want a new puppy. I really want a new puppy. And I want you to actually feel the energy in your body, feel your emotion, feel how that makes your body feel. Okay. Especially in your heart center, especially close to your stomach. Pay attention to that feeling, right? Okay, cool. Okay. Here's one I pulled out of the oven earlier. Oh my gosh, my mind is going crazy right now. So secondly, then I want you guys to swap that around, and I want you to start thinking about it this way and say, I desire a new puppy. I desire $1,000, right? And feel the difference in your body with that. And it's so funny how just that language, those words, can switch it around, because you're absolutely right. Wanting keeps you in the space of wanting, right? Whereas desire comes from a place kind of deeper within you, and a place that comes from a trusting energy as well. And then obviously, you know, you take that a level further and you start saying, thank you for this new puppy. Thank you for the $1,000. And again, that language triggers emotions within us that create that trusting energy, right?
Yeah.
Amazing, like, amazing, amazing.
When you were saying that, it's like the wanting energy was almost like more of a pull feeling in my heart. Like, it was still really like, oh my God, I want it. But it was almost like it. And this is exactly what I know, but it's such a great exercise because it actually makes you feel it. But it was almost more like, I want it, but I don't have it. Why am I so far away from it energy? Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
I want it. Like, it's, but it's over there and I'm over here. Whereas then when we started saying the desire, it was almost like that feeling, that tugging feeling wasn't there. And it was kind of just like this, like, like what you're saying, a little bit more sure, like a little bit more trusting. And then of course, like the thank you for the puppy.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Yes, I have this puppy and it's awesome.
Amazing, right? Amazing. And that's what I mean. That's what I really want people to take away, is it's the emotional draw card. It's the emotional pull that creates our experience. So let's get back to these layers before I get totally sidetracked here, which often happens. Sorry, guys.
We love side stories on this podcast.
Oh, good. Yay. That makes me happy. So, okay. So let's go back to basics, right? The first part of the law of attraction is like attracts like, which we've covered now. So, it's things that are like itself, are drawn towards itself. Like, you know, birds of a feather flock together. That's like a cliche for a reason, right? That's exactly the law of attraction. Okay. So that, I feel like that's pretty easy to understand, that whatever you're focusing on is what you're going to attract into your life. Okay, guys, that's like number one. Number two, or the second sort of layer part of the law of attraction, is deliberate creation or conscious creation or meditation or whatever you want to call it, guys. But this comes down to visualizing. Okay. So a lot of people are like, oh no, it's cool. I'm literally going to sit down for 3 seconds and just quickly imagine my dream life. And then, you know, I'll just have it. And I'm like, well, that's a great start, you know, and yay for committing 3 seconds. But the thing is, guys, when we deliberately set aside time to start creating these lives that we want to live, or start calling in things that we want to experience, when we start actually physically taking the time out to do it, we start creating our life by decision and by design and not by default, right? And what visual creation workshops are, or what, visualizations, I think it's Abraham Hicks that calls them visual creation. And I just love that. Mm. It's about allowing yourself the time. And here we go back to the emotions. It's about allowing yourself the time to feel what it would be like to receive your desire, what it would physically feel like through all of your six senses, what it would actually feel like to have that thing in your life. Because the only way that you are ever going to get anything in your life, be it again, a new puppy or a partner or money or a car or travel or, you know, just a new pen, whatever, guys, you have to be an energetic match for it, right? There's no other way it's going to work. So how we become that energetic match is by tapping into that emotional space, right? So once we, heart space, heart-centered energy, guys. So when you give yourself 15, 20, half an hour, however much time you've got every day to sit down and physically allow yourself to get into that space and get freaking excited about it, get pumped up, get fired up about the fact that that thing that you are desiring is coming into your life. Yeah. Right. And you start downloading these feelings. Yeah. And that when you feel that, when you can smile on your face as much as you would as if you already had that thing, then you know you are consciously creating and consciously calling in that thing because you are an energetic match for it. Yes. Right? Does that make sense?
Oh my God. Yeah. It makes so much sense. And that's like what I always say as well. I feel like it's also like a clear indication. It's like it's the confirmation that you were looking for of whether or not you're able to manifest or whatever. Anyway, because I always say, like, you don't get it. Like, you cannot get excited about something. You cannot desire something that isn't already in creation for you in some parallel version, right? Your job is to align your energy and through your emotions to the reality that you wish to manifest. And so many people are walking around unconsciously doing this all the time because they're not even creating awareness around where they're honing in their energy. But if we actually allow ourselves that time, like you were saying, to kind of like vortex into this emotion and into this energy, like, you don't actually have to doubt if it's on its way. You don't have to doubt if you're capable of it, because you feeling those emotions and desiring it and getting excited about it is proof already, you know?
And exactly.
I always feel like I sound like kind of like so airy fairy and like kind of like a dick, like, yeah, it is actually that simple, guys. Like,
yeah.
and also, like, I'm sure you know this as well, but Abraham Hicks teaches as well about how when we actually hold an emotion for 16 seconds, it, like, you know, it's like the law or whatever of 16 seconds. It's like that magnetizes whatever that emotion is, more of that into our life by like some tenfold, or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like some sort of
a gazillion quantum million.
Yeah. And so, like, if you
exactly
imagine, even if you give yourself 16 seconds visualization, it's like you're already kind of like quantum leaping into that space.
Totally.
But then and it compounds. So then it's like 32 seconds and it's compounds even more. And then 10 minutes and, you know, 20 minutes later, it's seriously, this exercise, like, I don't know why people don't take this more serious, because this is like, powerful.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. I think some people find resistance in taking it, you know, seriously, because if you look at the way that society has programmed us, right, to, like, just so that people can benefit from money, you know, if you look at the way we've been programmed, so many people have been brought up to believe that having, being, and doing everything you desire, first of all, isn't possible. And if you get there, it's friggin' hard, and you got to struggle, and you got to hustle, and you got to work and manufacture and force. When actually, if you align, if you just break through the obstacles that are just like literally, and these obstacles, again, it's so funny, in your mind, right? They don't actually exist out here. It's not like there's a massive monster outside your front door that's trying to rip you down every time you go outside. It's in your head, you know? And that's so cool what you just mentioned as well. I want to touch on that about the quantum leaps, right? And about holding that thought and really magnetizing that. That's where quantum manifestation comes in, right? Which is all about what you just said, that if you can get emotion, and if you can imagine something to do with your life, or if you can imagine an alternate reality, the fact that you can imagine it means it already exists, right? And so it's literally just about becoming that energetic match to start living that life and to start actually attracting that. And one of the biggest things that I teach my clients and that I do work around is our higher or our next version of ourselves or our higher version of ourselves. And I don't mean the spiritual side of us, like the soul part of us, you know, that is still up there or down there or whatever, but the next level of us in our lives, right? Yeah. And that's how I teach my clients to quantum manifest, is to ask themselves in every single situation. And obviously by this point, they've gotten super clear on who this person is, but to ask themselves in every single situation, what would the higher version of me be doing right now? She probably would pick up the phone and make that damn phone call. She'd end the relationship. She'd get into the relationship. She would invest in that business. She would go a Facebook live, you know, she would book the bloody holiday, whatever. And it suddenly just connects the two, and it switches that energetic vibration into what you want to be, right? And who you're becoming, as opposed to the person that has been kind of clouded by the bad habits and the limiting self-beliefs, right?
So I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. And then the last sort of part of the law of attraction, or the last kind of layer, is actually kind of twofold. So it's called the law of allowing, which I'm sure you've heard a lot about. And this is often the place, as you were saying earlier, that people find the most resistance in trusting, right? And the law of allowing is literally about allowing the universe to do its work, right? Mm. And obviously before this, you have to get to that place of absolute bulletproof belief in yourself, your abilities, and your creation of life, right? And your role as a co-creator with the universe. And it's literally about surrendering, right? And about kind of releasing those questions of how and when and how much and what do I have to do? And it takes the human portion out of it, right? And I often use this analogy. It's like if you planted a seed, okay, say you want to grow the most beautiful flower in the world and you plant the seed, okay, the law of allowing works like this. If you were to plant the seed and go dig it up every 3 days to have a look at how it's growing and have a little peek at how many little sprouts it's got and whether it's changed at all, and if you need to add more fertilizer or more water or some magic thing that's going to help it grow, what kind of flower do you think you're going to get? Probably nothing, or probably something that doesn't look as you kind of imagined it, right? Versus if you plant this little seed and you water it as much as you know you need to water it, aligned action, right? And if you just leave it, it's going to freaking blossom into the most beautiful flower possible, right? Because that's what it was supposed to be. Yeah. Whereas if we keep digging it up and we keep hitting it and we keep asking these questions and we keep checking on it and we keep using our ego to drive our car.
And like, oh, maybe I should plant it over here now. Oh, no,
we're not going to get anywhere.
Like, you know, just digging up and planting it in different places. And then like, maybe it wants to be an ego plant. Oh no, I'll put it back outside. Like, you know.
Exactly. I mean, that makes so much sense, right? And it's like, oh, okay, that kind of helps to just take away the human level of it, you know, and it's just about that surrender. And the second kind of part of the law of allowing is one that I'm sure you also get a lot of questions about, right? Like if you're trying to keep your mindset in check and if you're doing everything you can do to like really become a better person and evolve and yada, 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 but you keep, you know, maybe there's a person in your life, maybe it's your partner, maybe it's your boss, a family member, a friend, whatever, someone you met on the street who's like bringing your vibe down by saying things that you might not feel are conducive to your experience, whatever the case is. Often that kind of stumps people and it's like, well, my vibe is so down now and I don't really know what to do and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And one of the biggest questions I get is around that. And that's when I often refer back to the second part of the law of allowing, right? And actually also a universal law is and I always get the wording wrong here, but the law of perpetual transmutation, which means in any situation ever, no matter who, no matter what, no matter what is going on around you, higher vibrations will always consume lower vibrations, right? Mm-hmm. So it's about staying in that state. But anyway, that's not the law I'm talking about. So the second part of the law of allowing is, and this is how I explain it, again, being a super visual person. If we were to imagine, team, that we all had these bubbles around us, mm-hmm. right? These beautiful bubbles, they can be any color that you want. Mm-hmm. Everything that we say simply comes out of our mouth, bounces off the inside of the bubble and comes back to us, right? Mm-hmm. So again, that relates back to our language creating our world, right? And what we say creating our world. Now, the coolest thing about that is that you're not the only person with the bubble. every other person around you has a bubble too. So everything that they say simply bounces off the inside of their bubble and back to them. It doesn't actually come to you unless you choose to allow it to penetrate their bubble, penetrate your bubble, and come into your experience. Right. And how cool is that? The power of that, that you literally get to choose whether someone else's opinion, words, you know, their energetic vibration at the moment, whether that penetrates your, I almost said penetrates you, penetrates your bubble or not. Right. So it's cool. I love that. The little bubble analogy. It just kind of, again, takes your power back. Right. And you get to choose what happens to your experience. And that's the thing about the law of allowing. You have to allow other people to create their experiences too, right? And all you can do is simply lead by example, be the best person you can be, you know, and just allow other people the common courtesy actually of living their own lives, right? You don't have to always get involved. You don't have to take on their stuff. They don't have to take on your stuff, right?
Exactly. And that's like, so brings me back to what you said earlier as well, when you were sharing your story about like being bullied and then realizing that it was like a reflection of hurt in them. And it's kind of the exact same thing. Like anyone's reaction, whether they're reacting positively or negatively or whatever to what you're doing, is totally a projection of how they feel about themselves and, you know, what's going on for them. Exactly. Because of course, how someone sees you is based on how they've lived their life, you know? So it actually has nothing to do with you. And like one of my favorite quotes that, I mean, I of course still have to remind myself, I have not mastered this, but it's like, what other people think of me is none of my business. And it's like, it's a funny one, but it's like, it's literally what other people think of you is none of your business. So like, get over it, like live in their own bubble and you live in your bubble.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the greatest challenges that a lot of people have, Viola, is basing so much of their worth on what other people think, right? And we all go through it. As you just said, I mean, every single person in this world, guys, we're always triggered by stuff, right? And this is a big one, you know, because again, we've been programmed to base our worth on what society thinks of us, right? And I can guarantee you guys listening one thing, okay, that if you live your life that way, based on the judgments of other people, you are never going to be happy.
Yeah.
You are never going to be happy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Super, super crazy. Actually, a really cool little technique I want to share with you guys as well. Have you ever heard of pivoting? You might have, Viola, with Abraham Hicks. It's like, yeah, it's like this epic, it's one of the first things that that I encourage people to start doing when it comes to the law of attraction, right? Because put it this way, especially women, we have over 60,000 thoughts a day. 60,000, guys, that is like nuts, okay? And I certainly do not want to be monitoring each and every one of my thoughts, because I mean, seriously, who has time for that? So it's really important to pay attention rather to the emotion that you're getting, right? So if you're walking down the street, or you're at work, or you're having a cup of coffee, or wherever you are in your life, and you start feeling these negative emotions, right? And you start feeling anything that relates to, you know, anxiety, scarcity, lack, anything that is a lower vibration, right? Because those kind of emotions are lower vibrations, whereas positive, high vibe, you know, good feelings are all obviously from a higher vibrational place. And while we are on this topic, you know, a really cool way to kind of decipher where you're at, or kind of help you with any decisions or anything like that, guys, is to just know and to trust and to remember actually that our emotions are simply kind of little love notes, little messages from our higher selves, right? So if we're feeling negative about something, say for example, you know, an old friend from high school has given you a call and she wants to like hang out, and you immediately start feeling negative about it, that's a sign from your higher self that that's probably not in alignment with your greater intention, right? With your greater vision, with your greater goal, whatever the case is. Whereas if you feel good vibes from something, that's generally an indicator that that's like a really potentially really good thing for you to start exploring, right? So just keeping in mind that our emotions are simply little love notes from the universe, right? Whether we are in alignment with our greater vision, our higher selves, whatever the case may be. So back to those negative emotions, when you start feeling anything that doesn't make you feel good, okay, say for example, you know, the end of the month is coming up and you're starting to stress out about, you know, oh my gosh, I'm feeling broke. I don't want to be able to not pay my rent. I'm really worried about, you know, electricity bills, whatever the case may be. you chill out and you pivot, okay? And how we pivot is we acknowledge, first of all, we acknowledge the feeling, right? We feel it. We know that it's there because, by all ways, I'm sure you know, there's no point in trying to push fear away, right? Because it always comes back. It finds another way. So you acknowledge it because it's simply shining a little light where there might still maybe be a limiting belief or something that you're not feeling comfortable with or something that isn't in alignment with your higher self, right? So you notice that, you acknowledge it. We then pivot, okay? And how we pivot is we say, okay, I know what I don't want. So what is it that I do want, right? And all that does is simply just shifts the focus and you start thinking about, okay, well, I would like to be able to pay my rent. I do desire to be able to have, you know, more income, whatever. And you kind of just start upward spiraling from there. So that can be used for anything when you're feeling low, negative, simply just saying, I know what I don't want. So what is it that I do want? And that shifts the vibration and the energy immediately, right?
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And I think it's also like that same energy as well of like, you know, coming back to gratitude. You know, it's like, okay, you don't want that, but like, you know, well, what do you have that you're grateful for and what do you want?
Exactly.
And and one of the like little mind tricks that I always play with myself as well is because I know the power of when we're manifesting of that kind of like inner intention of knowing that it's already, we already own it. It's already ours. And so when I'm doing my gratitude, just to get myself like into the space, I might say a couple of gratitude statements for what's currently real for me. Like, I'm so grateful for the internet so we can do these types of interviews. And I'm so grateful for this whole house. And, you know, and then I'll start like adding little things in there that I'm just manifesting. You know, I'll be like, I'm so grateful for this client, or I'm so grateful for this income or this travel opportunity. And I'll just add them into my day-to-day gratitude as if they're already a part of my life. And so I like to shift my energy like that as well, because I feel it's just so fun because you like trick your mind and your mind's like, oh wait, we've already achieved that. Okay, cool. I'll upgrade you.
Totally. Exactly. Because you're becoming that energetic match, right? And I love that you just like kind of pop your manifestations in, you know, and it's cool. It's kind of like you're riding that wave of gratitude, right? And when you've already tapped into the frequency of being grateful for everything you already have in your life, which is friggin' amazing if you think about it, right? The fact that you even exist, guys, I'm not even kidding. This is a science fact, not a Jackie fact. The fact that the chances of you existing the way that you are right now with your personality, your hair color, your eyes, your vision, your intuition, your every single thing that makes you who you are is 1 in 400 trillion. Right? And it's like, holy crap, if we just remind ourselves of that, we have so much to be grateful for. The fact that we are alive, it means we have a purpose, right? So I love that you ride that wave like that. I definitely dig that. And gratitude is one of the most powerful frequencies to tap into, right?
Yeah.
Because it comes from such a space of love and appreciation, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so incredible. And even like, this is like, not to get all morbid, but I heard this stat recently. And I'm like, I'm a bit like, if I haven't heard a stat like multiple times, I can get a bit confused with the number. So do not quote me on this, but it's like something like it's either every minute, every hour, every day. So those are very different things, but apparently either every minute, hour or day, 150,000 people die. So it's like,
right.
And I think it might even be a minute. Like I was quite an extreme stat when I heard it. And
that would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that many people are dying. So the fact that you're even, you open your eyes in the morning, you're just like, yes, nailed it. Another day. Like, you know,
it's totally just, exactly.
And it sounds like, you know, it's like, it's sometimes when people are in a space where they're struggling, it can be like, another day. But remember like what Jackie talked about as well, the law of polarity. It's just like the fact that you're experiencing something that's hard means that you're capable of experiencing something that's incredible and easy. And there's also unlimited opportunity for you to change that feeling around in the time that you have, you know? So it's just like, there's always something to be grateful for. And it's like, and I know this for a fact, because when you hear stories like Oprah Winfrey, like for those of you who haven't heard her story, you know, she still found things to be grateful for when she was, you know, going through rape and horrible, horrible things. And so many people that have been in some of the worst situations that we can imagine still had light, you know? And that's just like, wow, you know?
Exactly. And I think sometimes actually, Viola, we have to remind ourselves of that, because I mean, even living here where I do in South Africa, it's quite a, not like a rural area, but we've got like our little town, and then there's like a lot of rural areas around us, right? And I'm sitting in the car and we're like driving to, I think we were going to a safari lodge or something. And there were like a lot of people on the side of the road hitchhiking. And my partner was like, oh, look, the taxi's going to turn around now. And I was like, what do you mean? Because there was a taxi in front of us. And here in South Africa, we have like minibus taxis. And they often take people who work in the cities out to their homes in the rural areas and whatever the case is. And he was like, oh, the people who are hitchhiking, the taxis try to stop them from hitchhiking because the taxis don't get money. And he said, sometimes people literally get into fights, they get shot because they aren't paying the like 10 or 15 Rand, which by the way, for everybody overseas is like the equivalent of about like probably one New Zealand dollar to get home. Right. So they're not allowed to hitchhike. They get like terrorized if they hitchhike because it means the taxi guys don't get money. Yeah. Right. And that's like such a slap in the face because, you know, people sit complaining and they're like, oh, my air conditioning doesn't work in my car, or, oh man, I was like 2 minutes late for work, you know? And it's like, hang on a sec, guys, like in your immediate experience, in your immediate reality, there is so much that you have to be grateful for. There is so much that you have that so many people actually would give their right arm to have. You know, and yes, okay, you might be in a job that right now you're not feeling aligned with and you really, you know, you feel dredgy going there every morning. But you know what? You have a job that pays the bills and affords you the opportunity to live in a safe house with clean water and food and electricity, which when you get home from that job, instead of just sitting on the couch and being like, my life sucks, I hate my job, you should use that as motivation. And instead of just sitting there for 4 or 5 hours watching Netflix or scrolling through social media, use that time that you are afforded to start creating the life that you want, to start thinking about, well, what is it that I do want? How do I want to express myself as a human now? Because the fact that you have that opportunity means you are one of the lucky ones, you know?
And if you're listening
to this, gets me fired up.
If you're listening to this podcast, we know you've got, you know, we know you've got abundance.
Exactly. And, yeah, exactly. So and that's the thing, you know, totally.
We always have the power of choice. You know, we have the power to shift.
What was
everything.
That, sir?
Ooh, I think we're skipping out on each other, but yeah.
Yeah, you're back now. I've got you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we were skipping out on each other. I was saying we always have the power to change whenever we want. And I think, you know, it's like that quote. It's like, if you don't like where you are, you can change, you can move. You're not a tree.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's it. You know, we can choose to go through life and hate it and be regretful and remorseful and low vibe and not believing in the absolute abundance of possibilities in this life and just really, you know, like a negative energy. And you know what? That's cool. If you guys want to stay there, well, you probably wouldn't if you're listening to this podcast, but if you know someone like that, you know, guys, you can totally stay here. That's the thing. No one's going to come and light a fire under your ass and say, you know what? You rock and you need to change your life. You know, it's up to you first, right? There's no one else that's going to come and do that for you. So you can go through your life experience really feeling negative and feeling desolate and not feeling good about life. Or you can simply choose to think differently, right? And it's that easy. And you know, we, as you say, we all have that choice. We all have that power. Two people can look at this exact same candle and see two totally different things. And it's the same with everything else in our life. You get to choose how you perceive a situation, right?
Yep. Abso-frickin-lutely.
Love it. Yeah. Man, talk about a good chat.
Yeah, I know. This is amazing. And I know people will be taking value away from it. And I love it because, I mean, one of the attitudes I always strive to have is a beginner's mindset. So I like to go into everything, totally. Even if it's a topic that I like feel like I know a lot about or a little bit about or whatever. And I'm always like, what can I learn? And I feel like for myself, like it's just such a powerful reminder. And I've definitely learned from this. So, you know, like I for sure know other people have learned something from this chat as well. So that's amazing. And I so appreciate the value that you're bringing to this.
Oh, please. It's an absolute pleasure. I mean, and this is the thing as well, babe, like we all know this, you know, it's not my knowledge, right? Yeah. It's not like I created this in my mind and I'm like this person who's sharing it now. This is stuff that has been around since the creation of time. Mm. Right. And just to be able to have more and more people that are learning this and more people that are choosing to open themselves up to this, even if it's just for a day, even if they just pretend for an hour that life works this way,
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, that is the key, right? You all have within you the ability to choose to have an incredible life experience, right? But that choice starts with you. So, you know, I think that's the most powerful thing.
Oh yeah. I so agree. It's amazing. It's so cool. And so as we start to wrap up, like, is there any one last thing that you would like to leave us with, or anything you feel that we didn't cover that you'd like to still talk about, or where are you at? Like, what else would you like to share?
I guess, you know, like Abraham Hicks always comes to mind with this, you know, and it's something I say all the time, and it's something I will continue to say all the time, that there is literally nothing in this world, in this life, in this experience that you cannot be, do, or have. And there is nothing in this life, in this experience that you are not worthy of. And anytime you feel resistance to that, just know that you can overcome that, right? By just choosing to think a different thought. And the more that you think these different thoughts, the more they're going to become your reality. And that is the most important thing, you know, that self-belief, guys. You're worth it. You're worthy. You're put on this earth for a reason. There is not, you know, you're not just an accident that appeared here. You've been put here for a reason. You've got a purpose, and to start living it. Honestly, what do you have to lose?
I so agree. I love that advice. And yeah, it's so true. I mean, plain and simple.
So, right, exactly.
And we always love hearing from you guys as well. So please do get in touch with us and let us know, like, what are your favorite takeaways from this episode? Like, what are you really excited about applying from what we talked about? And you know where to get in touch with me, at Viola Hug, on like everything. But what about you, Jackie? Where can
I love that. I'd like everything. That's so true. Yeah, guys, you can easily find me on Instagram. That's where I hang out most of the time. That is also at Jackie Sim. And also on Facebook, guys. I love Facebook. Like, it's such a fun way to get to know you guys. So I love being friends with everybody. I love expanding my network. Feel free to add me on Facebook, guys. I also run a group called Self Help for the Soul. So yeah, if you guys want to jump in there, I would love to speak more about you. And honestly, Viola, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun. Love your energy, babe. Love how calm you are as well. It's really good for my like crazy kind of expanded wacky energy. So it's been a great, great chat with you. And I've learned a lot, and I've had so much fun sharing with you guys. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like it's like that polarity thing, like, as well, to some extent. Mm. Like, I mean, sometimes I just let out the crazy, and other times I'm just like a chill cucumber. I was like, put a post up on Instagram today, and it was like, when people tell you to be yourself, but you have like 20 different personalities.
Yes, totally.
Like, that's so me. Like, I'm like a gangster. Absolutely. And then I'm also like a chill cucumber, and then I'm like a Harry Potter nerd.
Yes. See, maybe it's a law of attraction manifestation thing, this Harry Potter thing, right? Because like, I'm feeling a bit of like a trend here. But yeah, that's cool. You know, that's awesome. So yeah, that was epic. Thanks, babe.
Yeah, it was so awesome. So yeah, everyone, like, go away, apply this stuff, tell us what you manifest, like, tell us what stood out most, tell us what like cool new things you're able to, like, how you're able to take your practice of manifestation and the law of attraction deeper. Because, you know, there's like what Jackie was saying, like that feeling of loving helping other people is like incredible. And when we get feedback and we can hear how this is impacting you guys, it's like seriously the coolest thing ever. So we like look forward to getting your message.
yeah, we're not those people that just say like, let us know how it went. Like, we're serious about that, guys. It's always so good to get feedback and to hear, I guess also just what people resonated with, right? Because when you resonate with something, it feels good, and it's like, shit, okay, that's knowledge I need to know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. So yeah, for everyone listening, have an incredible rest of your week. It's so awesome to connect with you, and thank you so much for being here. And again, thank you so much, Jackie, for being here.
Yay! What a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Awesome. Yeah. Bye, guys. Bye. Nice to see/meet you all.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. It's been absolutely awesome having this chat with you, and I'll see you again next week.